Hey, fellow listeners, this is the Mad Monkey Podcast production team saying that if you enjoy this podcast, we ask that you show us some love by hitting that like button, hitting that share button, letting your friends and family know about us. We also would like to ask you to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/madmonkeypodcast and help us out. Show us your support. Thank you.
Warning. The following podcast contains adult themes and adult language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
No good deed goes unpunished. He drug a metal chair across the room, raking its legs over the cold concrete beneath our feet. He took a seat directly in front of me.
Wake up, boy. You don't get to die yet. Where's the girl?
I ain't telling you shit.
Where is she?
Fuck you.
You just don't learn. Where's the girl?
Fuck you.
I can do this all night. You're gonna do what?
I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Mad Monkey Podcast proudly presents One Cold Night, Chapter 1, No Good Deed.
It was a cold night. God, was it cold. The frost on the motel window kept me from watching the rain fall in the city light. The shit view was just the icing on a shit day. Hell, who am I kidding? A shit year. Through the thin walls of this room, I hear a hooker servicing what I can only imagine as her third client tonight. Either she's real good, or she's real cheap. And in a place like this, she's gotta be cheap. Truth is, anyone rich enough to afford a high-end hooker left this city a long time ago. But to the scum who stayed, it was home, and it was a place that attracted the worst of the worst. I looked over my hotel room. It had been completely destroyed. The door had been kicked in and was barely hanging by its hinges. But that's not the worst of it. My favorite bottle of whiskey was slowly spilling out onto the black-stained carpet. Man, I'd love to pick it up and finish it off. But I can't. Not tonight. Tonight, I gotta stay sober. I swore I'd never find myself in a situation like this again, yet here I am, held up in this damn room alone. They say these things will kill you. The way I see it, I'll be lucky if I make it through the night. Resting on the nightstand in front of me are two compact .45 caliber HK pistols. Before tonight, they were in pristine condition. Now blood has dried to the barrels and the grip, so I grab a chair and take a seat. My eyes are immediately drawn to the back wall. That's where I see the message. A message left for me. A message written in blood. Come. Get. Her. I bet by now you're asking yourself two questions. Who the hell am I? And how the hell did I end up in a situation like this? Well, the first question's easy. The name's Jack. As for the second question, well, let me start at the beginning. It was nightfall by the time I had arrived in the city, and I was exhausted and in need of a drink. I looked for the first off-ramp I could find. The sign said, "Welcome to King City." At least, that's what it was supposed to say. Red graffiti had replaced city with one word. Hell. Welcome to hell. I should have kept driving. But when you've been on the road as long as I'd been, the idea of an ice-cold beer is too good to pass up. Besides, as far as I was concerned, this place was just another dot on the map. And I was just passing through. As I drove through the city, moonlight seemed to find the cracks between the buildings, the way water finds the cracks in the streets during a good storm. Expressionless faces looked down on me from their boarded and broken windows. This was a city whose shadows had grown long and dark. After a few turns, I catch a glimpse of a glowing neon billboard in the distance. And like a moth to a flame, I was drawn to it. The sign said, King's Den Gentlemen's Club. Normally, I just keep driving, but I was desperate for a drink, and in no mood to complain. So I parked at the end of the block, paid the bouncer $20, and went in. I walked towards a red curtain at the end of a long, dark hallway. Beautiful posters of half-naked women lined the walls, their frames rattling, dancing to the beat of the club music. And like Dorothy and Oz, I stepped through the curtain and found myself in another world. A world where strobe lights danced off mirrors, and beautiful women wearing next to nothing worked the stage, the room, and the customers to perfection. For a shithole in a dead city, this place was alive. It wasn't long before one of the girls spotted me and made her way over. I put up my hand and said, "Not interested," and I took a seat at the bar in the back. Seemingly on cue, the bartender, a dark-haired beauty dressed in skin-tight jeans and a vest, which didn't hide much, came calling.
"What's your poison, sugar?"
"I'll take a whiskey and a beer."
"You got it." "First one's on me."
"Thanks."
"So, what's your name, cowboy?"
"It's Jack."
"I'm Jade. Nice to meet you. What brings you in tonight?"
"I just needed a drink."
"That's bullshit. The men who come here all need something."
"Is that a fact?"
"Mm-hmm."
"And what makes you such an expert on people?"
"Honey, I've been in this business a long time. Seen just about everything you can imagine. Some just need a night away from the missus. Others come to get their rocks off. But I've never heard of anyone coming here looking for just a drink."
"Well, I don't know what to tell you. But if you don't mind, I'd like to sit here and quietly finish my beer."
"Suit yourself. But if you decide you want something else, you know where to find me."
I really wasn't interested in the noise around me, so I decided to keep my head down and focus on my glass. I just hoped to be left alone.
"Let go of me!"
"Get over here, baby."
I turned just in time to catch the action. An unsatisfied customer felt he was owed more. It's too bad he doesn't see the large bouncers moving in behind him.
"You son of a bitch!
Get your hands off
me!" "Don't touch Roxy like that."
Poor bastard doesn't stand a chance. They throw him against the wall and mercilessly beat the shit out of him. Fight's over before it begins. As the poor bastard is dragged out, unconscious,
"Fuck you, you piece of shit!"
I happen to catch a glimpse of the bouncer's sidearms. Russian-made P96 9mm semi-automatic pistols. Why would they be packing heat in here? I tell myself it doesn't matter. I won't be staying long enough to find out.
"Sorry about the commotion, folks. Our lovely ladies will be coming around with a complimentary drink. And for the next half hour, all lap dances will be a half off. Now, let's get back into the fun and enjoy the show."
"Another round?"
"Yeah, what the hell." Plan was simple. Have a few drinks, then hit the road. But the seconds turned into minutes, and the minutes turned into hours. Somehow I let that time slip away.
"Oh, I wasn't sure she'd be in tonight. You're in for a real treat."
"Oh yeah? Why's that?"
"Just wait. You'll see."
"Ladies and gentlemen, if you will turn your attention to the stage. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce our pride and joy, our slice of heaven, our angel of the night!
Normally, I wouldn't have cared to know what all the fuss was about. But there was something in the energy of the crowd. Almost like an electricity. Whatever it was, I had to know. I turned to face the stage, and that's when I saw her. A blonde-haired, blue-eyed beauty. She was stunning. The way her hips moved to the beat, the way she danced across the stage. She had everyone in this shithole eaten out of the palm of her hands. She was the angel of the night, and she knew it, but she had all the right curves to back it up. Somehow, out of all the men in that dark room, her eyes found mine, and for a moment, we couldn't take our eyes off each other.
Beautiful, isn't she? If you want, I can arrange a more private introduction. For a price, of course.
Think I'll pass.
You sure?
I'll just take another beer.
Suit yourself.
Isn't she incredible? How about a big round of applause for our angel of the night?
Honey, mind if I give you some free advice?
Don't tell me you're a therapist, too.
I'm a bartender. Comes with the territory. Listen, you need to lighten up. Enjoy yourself. Otherwise, what's the fucking point? Why be here?
I told you. I just needed a drink.
You're in the wrong place for that. All I'm saying is, you're here. Might as well take advantage of the things we offer. Things you can't get out there in the real world. And let me tell you, we offer some incredible things for a price.
Speak of the devil, and she appears.
And just like that, there she was, the angel of the night standing next to me.
Hey, hon.
How was I?
Stunning like always.
Anyone I should visit tonight?
Everyone wants a visit from you, honey.
Anyone worth my time?
Not really.
Out of the corner of my eye, I could see Angel looking me over. It wasn't long before she slid her arm across my back and leaned in close.
What about this one? He's cute. Is he worth my time?
Jack? No, he's not interested in such things.
You sure? Baby, I'll do things to you you couldn't possibly imagine.
No, I'm not interested.
That's because...
Damn it!
What's wrong?
Guess who just walked in?
I could tell by the look on Jade's face that something was wrong. Very wrong.
Shit.
I followed her cold gaze towards the entrance. Standing in front of the curtain were two of the biggest motherfuckers I'd ever seen. But as big as they weren't the ones who caught my attention. It was the half-pint pretty boy son of a bitch dressed in a tailored suit standing behind them.
Just go, honey. I'll stall him.
I owe you one.
Don't mention it.
You gonna tell me what's going on?
It'd be better if I didn't.
Angel managed to vanish into the back as Half-Pint and his goons made their way to the bar. I couldn't help but notice the forced smile Jade put on. It was good. Well practiced.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey, boss man. Looking good tonight.
Don't I always?
You know it.
Where's my girl?
She finished her last set a bit ago. I think she's done for the night.
She's done when I say she's done.
You're the boss. You want me to find her for you?
Yeah.
Can I get you anything while you wait?
You know what I want.
I'll bring it right up.
I watched as this pretty boy and his goons made their way to a booth in the back. Before he had a chance to sit down, the girls are on him like an STD on a hooker.
Who is that half-pint son of a bitch?
Are you crazy? Do you know what'll happen if he hears you?
Who is he?
That's a long story, but the short version is his uncle owns the place, so in his head... He owns the place.
And everyone in it, right?
Yeah. Especially her. Look, he's a real dick, but if he knew I was talking to you about this...
Don't worry. I ain't gonna say anything. And besides, I'll be leaving soon.
Thank you. Here. My treat.
You don't gotta do that.
I know. I want to. I gotta serve the boss. I'll be right back.
She strutted over to Half Pint. Her hips swaying side to side. Just for him, I'm sure. She placed the drinks on the table and sat on his lap.
He leaned in and whispered something in her ear. Whatever it was, it made her get up in a hurry. She was into the back room in no time. She wasn't gone more than a minute before returning with Angel in tow, reluctantly, I might add. Angel slid in next to Half-Pint and did her best to hide her disdain. Jade made her way back to the bar as quickly as she could.
God, I fucking hate doing that.
Then why do you do it?
Look, I'm sure if I was sitting where you're sitting, I'd be thinking the same thing. But that's not the way things work around here. I do what I have to, got it?
Yeah, I get it.
You don't happen to know what time it is, do you?
Yeah, it's, oh, damn. It's 23:34 hours.
What the hell does that mean?
Sorry, that's just an old habit. It's 11:34. Listen, I'd like to settle up. What's the damage?
Already? The night is still young.
Yeah, too much excitement for me.
Give me a second.
You know what? Here. That ought to cover it.
I'll get your change.
Nah, keep it.
You don't have to do that.
I know.
Maybe the next time you're here, I'll let you buy me a drink.
Don't think there'll be a next time.
Too bad. I'll see you around, cowboy.
Yeah. As I headed for the door, I took one last look at Half-Pint and his goons. The look on Angel's face told me all I needed to know about him. He was an asshole, and he was the worst kind. I'd known men like him my whole life. Assholes who think that money buys you power over people. On any other night, I'd break his nose and not think twice about it. But right now, I just wanted to get the hell out of there. As I stood under the eaves outside the club, I found myself watching the rain. And it reminded me of someone from my past. Someone special. She used to love watching the rain from our bedroom window. She'd just sit there for hours, with a smile on her face and a warm cup of coffee in her lap. But that was a long time ago. I'm not even halfway down the block when I hear it. What the hell was that?
Let me go!
Shut up!
I couldn't place it yet.
We're leaving.
But I recognized those voices.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
The next thing I know, I was moving towards the commotion.
Yes, you are.
No!
I tracked the shouting to the end of the alley behind the club. I moved in closer, making sure to use the long shadows to mask my approach. Then I saw her, Angel, on her knees pinned against the door of a black car, with Half-Pint standing over her and a locket of her hair in his hands.
I told you we're done.
His bodyguard stood by watching with approval.
We're not done until I say we're done.
You're hurting me!
Don't make me tell you again.
Leave me alone!
Start the car. Now, one way or the other, you're getting your tight little ass in this car.
Hey! Take your damn hands off the lady!
That got his attention. He waited for his goons to move in close before speaking.
This ain't your business, pal.
I'm making it my business.
Why don't you turn around before my boys here put you down for good?
His guards drew their guns and moved in close. She looked up at me with desperation in her eyes. I couldn't leave her. Not like this.
What's it gonna be?
I grabbed the first bastard by the coat, pulled him close, and delivered a nose-crunching headbutt.
I drew my .45. The guards dropped like a ton of bricks. I turned my sights to Half-Pint and let him stare at the smoking barrel of my gun.
Now, I said, let her go.
His eyes flashed with rage as he stood there, contemplating his options. But in the end, he knew I was holding all the cards.
Fine. Take her.
Come on out of there, hun.
One Cold Night will be back after a word from our sponsors. And now, back to One Cold Night.
She picked herself up off the ground, spit in Half-Pint's face,
asshole,
and took refuge behind my shoulder. He wiped the spit from his brow like it was no big deal, like he was used to it.
This ain't over.
The bullet struck my shoulder and whipped me clean around. Standing at the mouth of the alley with their 9mm drawn were the armed bouncers from the club. I pushed Angel to the ground and returned fire.
Get down!
I sent them diving for cover.
but before I had a chance to finish the job, Half Pint launches his shoulder into my back, slamming me against the car.
Ah!
Quick elbow to his face sends him crashing to the ground, giving me just enough time to lay down cover fire. We had to move fast. I opened the car door as bullets bounced off.
Get in!
Angel dove into the passenger seat and slammed the door. I rounded the back of the car and climbed into the driver's seat. I barely have time to put the car in drive before the bouncer moves to point-blank range.
Get your head down!
Destroying the windshield. I did the only thing I could. I hit the gas and ran the bastard over. As he rolled across the car, I shoved the barrel of my .45 against the ceiling and unloaded. The rounds ripped through the ceiling and tore him apart. I kept my foot on the gas as we slid across the wet concrete like a boat on water. I pulled out of the alley and sped down the street as fast as I could. Through my mirror, I could see Half Pint and his goon limping from the alley, watching us vanish into the night.
What do you want to do now, boss?
Call Alexander. Round up the boys. It's gonna be a long night.
Mad Monkey Podcast proudly presents One Cold Night, starring William J. Grant, Elizabeth V. Spears, Amber Scott, Jason Scott, Angel Rodriguez, Hillary Ross, Edward Biedebach, Trevor Fibro, Matthew Winchester, and Michael Amador. Original score composed by Edward Biedebach, with contributions from Wesley O'Hare and FacilianStudios.com. Written, produced, and directed by William J. Grant. All characters appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit the like button and visit us at patreon.com/madmonkeypodcasts.